This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, and now inventor of Game Day Brats, coming to a grocery store near you at some point in the near future. You can check those out at GameDayBrats.com if you want to get them ahead of time. Going hunting up north, but don't want to miss your favorite shows on The Fan or great interviews like David Bakhtiari, who's on hold? The answer is easy. Simply download the Radio.com app and take The Fan with you.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass-blocking tackles in all of football.
Now, it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Tell you what, though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, stop by their dealership for the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in Milwaukee. Go to MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com.
All right, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is the Packer All-Pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari. Good afternoon, David.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing good, but nobody really cares about how we're doing. Everybody cares about how you're doing specifically, and whether or not you're gonna play this week. So how are we feeling?
I'm definitely feeling better.
All right, so he's playing this week. You heard it first here on The Fan. No, he didn't say that. But you're just going to leave it at that? Just you're feeling better? Nothing else?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, fine. What about the Packers offensive line without you this week playing out of their minds good? I would have to imagine you were pretty happy with that effort.
Yeah, you know, for me, in my perspective, it was the first time I was truly able to be a fan in my 8-year career and watch it from not just the sideline, but just the TV's perspective. And any time where the offense just looks like it's flowing efficiently, you know, we're getting chunk plays when we need to, but we're just steadily moving the ball, you know, taking care, you know, winning the down is what they say. You know, those boys came ready to play. I was nothing but proud of them. I sent a congratulation text, especially to Billy after, just letting them know, that I don't know what it's like to switch positions for 1 week and then go out there and play a game. And I mean, my hat's off to them. They did a good job, and something that is going to definitely help us down the road.
You know, Dave, I thought it was a great win, but for me, here's why. You were without four starters, two on offense and two on defense, and probably more than that since the season started. And then you go on the road and really get a win against a team, well, offensively, I believe, have a lot of good weapons, and the defense stood up and played well. And most certainly, you look at Jamal Williams, you didn't really miss a whole lot. They didn't miss a beat there. I mean, those guys stood in. You talk about turn. They played well. I just think it's tough to get a win on the road and then get a win without your frontline starters.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough. That's why, you know, obviously you want to have your starters out there. But the ability for us to win in multiple ways and the ability – I mean, for me, the biggest thing that I tip my hat to is, you know, the coaching staff. They aren't – this is no slight to anyone. This is over my 8-year career. I have noticed that there have been times where the offensive game plan wants to try and stay the same without the same personnel. And that isn't, those don't always marry up, and you see it around the league. You have to marry your game plan with what your personnel is able to afford you or give you. And that's what I loved the most about the, like, watching the game was I saw the game plan throughout the whole week and what they were going to do, and they executed it perfectly. And that's what you want. You want to put guys in positions to succeed and play to their hand. Don't play uncharacteristic football is what I'd like to say.
David, what do you say to some of these, I won't say fans or people, just to anybody, to say, okay, you guys beat a bad team. You're going to play another bad team next week. We wanted you to get on to San Francisco and beat somebody. I mean, it just seems like I get confused sometimes when you lose a game, people freak out. But when you win a game, then they kind of pick it apart who you beat. You have to play who's on your schedule. And I know guys don't think like the fans. I get that. But do you understand when a fan thinks like that? When you go and beat a team that's 1-5 and you're supposed to beat them, and then you're going to play Minnesota, they're another terrible team. Do you understand that, or you just don't get it as well?
I mean, the best way I can answer is that that's why they're fans. You know, guys who are in the building, guys who have played the game at this level, we understand what it takes to win. And winning in this league, the margin between a bad team and an okay team, and a good team, a great team, to the best team, there isn't that much of a difference. So, like, wins aren't easy to come by. And no matter what, you know, a fan's perspective, at the end of the day, you know, this is someone who's judging professional, peak physical professional athletes from all over the world are judging on their couch. This is no disrespect to them, just pointing out facts. Mm-hmm. So, I, at the end of the day, for me, I mean, it is tough to win. It is tough to show up week in and week out. And I don't care what anyone says on anyone's record. You got to do the idea is what Matt says. You got to go 1-0 this week. That's the most important thing.
And I'm glad you talked about that, because I was thinking about the head coach and the leadership, because you're missing four starters, and then he has to coach different people, and then you're put in a position, and you touched Billy Turner, but Wagner, now you're the starter. You're going against J.J. Watt. It's just a lot of moving parts to get this offense back on track. But I really want to go to what Aaron Rodgers. I want you to say something about Aaron Rodgers, because it seemed like to me after the Tampa game, he took the most smoke, David, for whatever reason. It was all the people writing articles saying he's not a leader. It was just a little bit. I mean, you know, you're going to get some negative stuff. But it's like it was a little bit more personal for the quarterback, for him to come back with a right tackle that's playing left tackle and a free agent from Detroit is right. It's a lot of moving for him to play the way he did. Him and Devontae, I thought was remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, they played out of their minds. Like it, for me, it just looked so effortlessly. Like they were in sync. They were right away. They knew what they were going to do. And that speaks upon their chemistry. That speaks upon how elite they are at their position. And then that also speaks into how versed they were with the game plan, knowing what they knew and the adjustments that they were going to make to be in the spots they needed to be. And for me, like, that's the expectation I expect from an elite quarterback, a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and an elite wide receiver in this league. For me, like, I want that from them week in and week out. And it's an expectation I know they can do because they are that good.
You look at your ball club right now and you still sit in first place. I mean, I don't know if you got a chance last night to take a look at the Bears and the Rams, but if you did, what do you think about those two teams?
Yeah, no, I did watch. You know, the Rams offense, I know it pretty well just because of the coaching history. So I can see a lot of the things that marry up with, you know, the bunch formations, the tight formations, a lot of smoke and mirrors, guys motioning before the play and jet sweeps and all that.
It did look similar.
Yep.
What's up?
I see. It did look similar. Yeah, their offense.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, because, I mean, they came from – it's all from like the same coaching tree. So I'm sure little things are different, but you know, a lot of things you can kind of pick out that are the foundation is the same. I noticed that in offense. I kind of noticed the Bears offense is a little more spread out, kind of more like my old offense I had played in under McCarthy. Kind of more give you a cleaner picture, and then it's more like mano a mano, you got to beat your man in front of you. And then defensively, I mean, two good defenses that have playmakers, and they can change the game. And that's something that whether we see the Rams in the playoffs, we know we're going to see the Bears twice. And then, of course, who knows down the road with their given their successful record thus far. They ride on their defense, especially when it comes to the Bears. And that's, I mean, their defense is no joke. They are as advertised.
He is David Bakhtiari, a Packers All-Pro left tackle here on the Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day live from the G. Widener Plumbing Studios.
David, when you're watching the game, obviously, are you emotional like most people are? Are you real chill? Or do you point out mistakes? I mean, what kind of guy are you when you're watching, when you know, you wish you was out there, of course, but when you, this is new for you. So how were you? Were your nerves pretty good? I mean.
Yeah, I was pretty relaxed watching.
Okay.
The things I could hear, the formations that I saw, I kind of knew,
yep,
you know, what they were trying to get done in the pre-snap, and then seeing it executed, that was nice to see. I generally, for me, when I watch games, like, I watch the line. I'm sure most guys kind of watch what they played. So for me, I kind of watch the line from left to right, and then that kind of dictates what the play is going to be and how successful it's going to be. At least for me, I think if they give, you know, in the run game, good surge, they're cutting off their guys when they need to. I think the obviously should be a positive play, and same thing in the pass game. They give a good, as Coach Hackett would say, a good cocoon of love for the pocket. Aaron should deliver a good ball, and then it's just, throw and catch. Overall, I mean, I was just kind of relaxed.
Yeah.
Especially because, I mean, they got after him early, which was nice.
Gary, do that sound like a little bourbon? Or what that sound like, Gary? He said he was relaxed.
I happen to know that David does partake in a little bourbon. I don't think he's a Scotch guy. I know he likes the little brown every once in a while. I don't know how much he partake during the season. But, yeah, that sounds like he was relaxed. I want to tell David. I want to tell David, too. Frankie's wreath, I went on the website there and found one, a Packer one.
She said your credit card returned, Gary.
Well, I got the card. I got the wreath, so it's going to stay. I ain't seen it back. Man, she does.
What'd you think of the wreath?
She does a nice, really good job, buddy. I mean, all by hand.
I saw it on Gary's Instagram.
Yeah, so I put out. Yeah, that's where I put it. She did a really good job.
I liked it. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Nice. I got a question on the wreaths now that we got to the important stuff.
Uh-oh.
So I was also on this website. And I have a conundrum that I've ran into, because in years past, my brother's kid, who was in Cub Scouts or whatever, would sell these like big green wreaths, and you'd put it on. I did put it on our garage above the garage door, and you hang it up there, and it's good for the wintertime. Does your girl have outdoor wreaths that you can hang outside? Because the wreaths that I saw look like they need to be inside, away from the elements.
These are they're all made. Majority are made with artificial plants and flowers and all that, so they last a lifetime. She'll mix in. I mean, they're 100% custom. So really, whatever you want, she does. And I think what's the craziest order? I think someone's sending her like a couple. It's like a fish. It's a fishing themed one, and there I think there's a bunch of like mementos for when they're fishing. And then she's gonna add that in. And then,
nice.
Make it. She's done, Halloween themed. I mean, really, it's whatever your imagination can get to, she'll make, because they're all by hand, custom one, ordered
when
one.
When are we going to have her on to promote it herself?
I can get her right now.
Yeah, just hand her the phone. Go ahead.
Get her the phone, man. I'll put my order in right now. Let me go get my credit card.
Real quick, before you get on, Dave, what I was going to say, though, Dave, real quick, before those guys interrupt me, I feel like it's going to cost me a small fortune now, because some of my other family members have seen them. They don't want to pay for them. They expect for me to pay for them.
like me.
So you're on the air asking for a discount from David Bakhtiari?
That's what I'm asking for, Steve.
You need to stop, man. You need to stop.
If I can get like a 2-for-1, 5-for-half off or something like that, Steve.
Tell her to create us a code.
I got good news, I got bad news. The good news is I'm sure she's going to be offering some like seasonal, I don't know, like
of
like
course.
Packages of getting like, you know, percentages off the price. The bad news is she is not home. So
we'll get her next week. We'll get her next week.
Well, yeah. So next week, then let's plan on. That's well, next me. Week. No. Yep. Yeah. Next week. So let's plan on having her on next week then. That's fine.
I'm going to have my credit card ready too.
Yeah. So it's frankieswreathco.com if you want to check out David's girls, all the great wreaths, and they are beautiful. I've checked them out.
Gary's
they are gorgeous.
Instagram. If you have a Gary's Instagram at Gary, and you can see it, and it's very nice, and it's a perfect time.
And the packaging was pretty. I mean, like it's everything from the packaging to even the wreath.
What? Right? It's the card that you get inside that she actually spelled my name right. Unlike Leroy Butler, spelled it G-R-A-Y.
Well, I went to Florida State, man. I went to Florida State. Leave me alone. What's wrong with you, man?
You got to live with that the rest of your life, Leroy. Right? David, thank you so much for coming on, man. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
Of course, guys. All right, take it easy.
Take care. Yeah. There he is, David Bakhtiari on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
If you want him a discount, that's my boy. I love it.
I learned from the best. 3-6.
David Bakhtiari joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to apply for a home renovation loan. As you're feeling anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Tranquility.
Yes, yeah. I love it. Did they trademark that word? They need to.
Yes, they did.
Oh, great.
I actually do know that they did trademark that word. So, yeah, they're out in front of it. Nobody else is going to be able to steal that word in their marketing campaigns.
Leave it alone, Steve.
What? I'm just saying, you can't steal it. Football is in full mode, and the Q Club of Wisconsin welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining and watching the games for their huge entertainment game. We're talking about table tennis, pool, foosball, bocce ball, darts, you name it, they got it, and awesome food selection and drink specials. You'll find all of your favorites on their menu, all available for carryout as well. If you want to call ahead, get your carryout, bring it home and eat it, good way to go too. Loaded burgers, wraps, wings, get the wings, plus their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fries piled up with all of the extras. Start the weekend early with their breakfast specials on Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 a.m. People love their breakfast. That rumchata French toast, that's the winner. Visit their Facebook page or QClubOfWI.com for menu and updates. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.